Welcome to Life in the Time of Quarantine with Tim, some guy that's just here, aka my dad, and me, Eloise, your awesome host. Enjoy the show.
The purpose of this podcast is to explain what's happening, how we feel about quarantine of COVID-19, and ways that you can make yourself not bored.
Okay. So being bored is a big problem with quarantine?
Yes.
Yeah. And what do you do to combat boredom?
Mostly I just I have to do schoolwork. But when I'm not doing schoolwork, I'm chatting with my friends.
Okay. So
watching TV.
Okay. What do you and your friends chat about? How do you and your friends talk about COVID at all? Are you concerned about it? Is everybody scared? Is everybody just sort of I don't understand it? What's going on? Talk to us. Tell us what life is like for fourth graders. You and your friends.
We do not really talk about COVID-19. We more just are usually fighting.
Oh, okay.
I think on GChat things can get misheard.
Okay. What do you mean by misheard?
Misunderstood.
Okay. So are you typing this stuff out or are you talking to one another?
We're typing this stuff out, but sometimes we do talk to one another.
Okay. And what kind of things end up getting taken out of context?
Once my friend Abacus said that my friend was doing too much work, and then my friend saw, and my other friend Delia saw it and heard it, and she got really mad, and they made up, but now they're still fighting. They're fighting about something else now. By the way, Abacus and Delia are not their real names. I'm not saying their names for privacy reasons.
Okay, fair. That's very fair. So you find, is it a matter of it's hard to convey tone when it's you're typing an email? Somebody could have said something joking around, but somebody took it seriously, or?
Just today, my friend Marty blocked me as a joke just to see how I would react. And then I got very mad and blocked her. And then unblocked her.
Wow.
Then she blocked me.
Jeez.
But then she unblocked me.
Okay. So basically you're acting just like adults do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks. Sorry. So what else do you want to talk about?
This
is your podcast, girl, so you tell me. I'm just here to help guide the conversation.
I want to know how hard it is for you to work at home.
I don't really like working at home, honestly. It's, it's just work, but I enjoy going to the office. I enjoy seeing people. I work in education, so I like seeing students. I like also having a separation between my workplace and my home. It's nice to have those two worlds separate. And a lot of times it's just the days blur into one another because you never leave. You sit in the same place all day doing the same thing. It could be a lot worse. We could not be working and be struggling and trying to figure out how we're going to make ends meet. We're very fortunate that we don't have to do that. But it's tough. You don't have those moments in your day where you're given breaks, what I mean? So in the morning I would drop you off at the school bus and then I would get on the train and I would have 35 minutes to read or listen to music or listen to a podcast. At lunch I would go out and I'd walk around Manhattan, see different parts of the city, do different things, go to different little restaurants to get something to eat, whatever. but I don't get to do that anymore. Even the end of the day, like I finish work, I get to go on the train again, put on music, read a book, and then come home, and you know, the whole day is gone. Like I'm not worried, you know, I get that time to decompress, and then when I get home, I'm ready to roll, and like we hang out, we have fun, and we do that. So it's like those natural breaks in your day aren't there. So it's not the best. It kind of sucks.
So I have done some stuff, and we bake a lot.
What kind of things do you bake?
We've made something called tikka masala.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
No, was it garam masala?
I think it was chana tikka masala.
Chana tikka masala.
Yeah, which isn't necessarily baking.
Yeah, it's not necessarily baking. We've made apple pies, chocolate cream pies, which I had dessert today.
Yeah, I tasted it too. It's pretty yummy. I gotta give you and mommy did a good job on that.
And we want to know how you feel about quarantine. So, is there any way to like post comments?
I guess they could leave a comment in the podcast feed.
Okay. So let me know how you feel about quarantine after listening to this podcast. Just leave it in the podcast feed, okay? Okay. Anyway, so we're going to tell you how to keep yourself unbored and some things that you can do when you're at home and are bored.
Okay. Go ahead. Start
you
listening.
You can go.
Walk your dogs. Get you out of the house. You get to walk around a bit and do silly things. So, you get some fresh air. You get to see your neighborhood. Maybe see a neighbor that you haven't seen in a while. Talk for a few minutes from a safe distance.
Yeah.
And go about your day. What about you? What's something you would recommend?
This weekend, I am pretty sure that this guy over here.
Me?
You. This guy, also known as my father, mm-hmm. told me that me and my friend were going to have a stoop chat, which is where she stands on her stoop and I stand on the sidewalk and we just talk.
Yeah, we're going to try to do that. I have to reach out to them and see if they're around, but we're going to give it a shot and see if we can do something like that. So that's an option, you know. See people from a safe social distance, you know. Parks are closed, but, you know, if they live in a house with stairs, they could stand on their front porch or whatever, and you could stand at the bottom of the stairs or a few feet away and then go from there. What else?
You can bake. You can go for a bike ride or something.
Yeah, bike rides are nice, right? Oh,
learn a new language on Duolingo.
There you go.
It's free, and you get to learn a new language. It's awesome. Get a Fitbit. I don't care what you do.
Life in the Time of Quarantine, sponsored by Duolingo and Fitbit.
It's actually called Lin in Tech, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I would also recommend, finding like maybe a TV show that you could watch together as a family. There's much content.
Like, I've already blown through like a season of this show called Marvel's Runaways, this show called Next in Fashion, another show called Lock and Key, which is awesome, by the way, best show ever. Project Runway, we're watching Making the Cut, and yeah.
So you can do stuff like that. There's a project that you've always wanted to work on.
Do it now.
Do it now. There's nothing stopping you from doing it now. If you've ever wanted to learn how to play piano or make music or, you know, you have like 6 or 7 books that you want to read.
You can make paintings or rainbows or like this weekend, I'm going to get a big tarp and like paint and stuff. And I'm going to make a huge banner for the healthcare workers.
Yeah. So I think that's a pretty good first episode. What are we going to do in future episodes? What are we going to talk about? Like, why should people tune back in?
Because there's going to be some juicy drama. I can promise that.
Promise that. Maybe you could write some stories that you could read, some good scary stories.
Okay.
So Eloise will give you some good scary stories. Maybe we'll have Eloise play some music for you.
No, thanks.
something like that. Maybe I'll always make a rap song.
Yeah, no. I did make us some theme music, though. I made that theme music.
Yeah,
I know. It was
awesome. And she made our logo on the thumbnail for our podcast. So
I did.
So anything you want to say before we head out?
This will be posted tonight.
Sure. And we'll see you guys next week. Be sure to tune back in. And hopefully you enjoy it. All right. Take care. You want to say goodbye? Or are you just going to look at yourself?
Bye.
Bye.
Yeet.
Yeet. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Life in the Time of Quarantine. If you like the episode, subscribe, leave a comment, and rate us. See you next week.